Hello, you are listening to Dave Zoom. Father God, we thank you for this time. I ask that you would speak to your people. The fire of God. In fact, in Genesis 4:4, Cain and Abel were offering sacrifices to the Lord. And one of them offered a burnt offering, and the Lord accepted that offering. The other one offered a grain offering, and the Lord did not accept that offering. We see Abraham in Abraham's covenant. God used fire. Moses and Aaron, Leviticus 9:24. The fire of God came down in the tabernacle, and they could not even stand, not even to minister. You see Elijah and the prophets of Baal in 1 Kings 18:38, that the fire of God came down and consumed the prophet Elijah's offering, and the prophet Baal's offering, and the dirt and the stones and everything around it. 2 Chronicles 7:1-3, we're going to look at it. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, I just want to stop right there. Sometimes we have to make an end of praying and expect what's coming next. What's coming next is this. The fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And then, what happened next? And the glory of the Lord filled the house. Sometimes we sing about it, but we saw the fire come down. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled Lord's house. Now, the Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if the glory of the Lord is in us, and this is what happened. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." See, the result of the fire is worship and repentance and answers to prayer. We must first come to a point when we have made an end of praying. And that end is known that God is real, that He is able, that He never changes, that He hears our prayers, and He wants to answer them. He wants to show us His glory. Father, we thank you for this time. We ask you to bless your listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.